is amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on.
It's
baseball
right
is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome into Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM. I'm Lucy Burge alongside my fantastic co-host, Jake Hassan, and we are here with you to talk some baseball because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you doing today on a Tuesday?
Yeah, you can't see it because it's so massive. I'm just wearing a giant dunce hat for betting the White Sox yesterday. They will be going on the list. Spoiler alert. They should have been there already. But otherwise, it's a great day.
This is a big day adding to the list. What do you know? We got AJ Puck, we got the White Sox, and plenty of others, and maybe some more.
What a list it is.
Yeah, the list is, it's growing, though. It really is, and so it's very exciting. It's a banner day today. We are here to discuss that and so much more, and to flip some bets and make some cash. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/BetQL and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send us your questions, comments, bets. Step into the bettor's box and let us know what is on your mind today. Send them all to the BetQL Twitter page or drop them in the chat right here as you are watching us or wherever you find us on social media. With all of that being said, Jake, it is time to
play ball!
It is time to play ball, and we're going to get into one game that we love today because we love when you join us here on the BetQL Network, and you can catch us all season long starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. So get in here, get your bets ready, get your comments ready, step into the bettor's box, send us all of your thoughts, and together we will find some winners. So let's start by recapping how we did on bets yesterday. Jake, how did yesterday go for you? Take as long as you want because I want to delay you talking about how I did. How'd you do, Jake?
Overall, I mean, the White Sox and the Marlins, like, I knew they were gross bets. I knew they were bets that were unlikely to win. I said on the show, like, I'm betting them because of price and because of opportunity. And those had generally gone well. The Rockies, famously, a couple weeks ago. And of course, the one that was a banger, the A's at 2-1, was before the show even happened. So I don't even get to take credit for that. I bet it. It was great. It was a lot of fun to win that one. But it was before the show even started. So I get nada for that. And then, of course, the White Sox and Marlins, where I'm feeling good. The A's had me feeling great. I was vibing. I was like, this is great. This is going to be a great day. Maybe these sicko bets are going to keep paying off. Nope. Just failed spectacularly. The White Sox go on the list. They should have been on the list already. Yeah. This is a truly god-awful team, and I will not be betting them. They are on the banned list. AJ Puck had a shot at redemption. He blew it. The White Sox are just permabanned. They're permabanned. I'm out. I'm done. I'm not betting this team. I want nothing to do with them. They are firmly not leaving the list. Otherwise, day overall was great. Dylan Cease pitched awesome. That was my big point yesterday, that I thought Dylan Cease's Cy Young price was wrong. He goes out, throws a one hit, one earned run, seven innings against the Rockies, strikes out eight. Really good performance for him. So that was awesome. He got a win. That was the bet in the game. So overall, pretty decent. Philly's money line came through no problem, too. So that was good. My Royals, tough loss, but we bounce back today.
We do. We better bounce back today, Jake. As we said on this show a bit ago, White Sox to have the fewest wins this season. I think that's very in play. I think that that's perfect for them being on your list. So yesterday, by the grace of God, the Mountcastle bet was voided because I avoided going, maybe he would have dug over 1.5 hits, but I was 0-3-1. I was watching. This is one of the worst feelings, Jake, is when you watch like loss, this bet's going to lose. The game goes final. This bet is lost. And that's what happened to me. Just dropping like flies. The vibes did take a nosedive. And Brian De La Cruz did not hit a home run. Ronald Acuna Jr. did not go over 1.5 bases. Trey Turner didn't either. The Ryan Mountcastle over 1.5 hits voided. So today, all we can do is pick it back up. That is all we are striving to do today. And I have a really good feeling about
today. You know what today is? It's since Tuesday, nobody's more due than you are right now. This actually lines up perfectly.
This is true. And it's a perfect day to take, you know, two home run props, let's say, Jake. And I might be doing that, but we're going to get into the one game that we absolutely love today. Mm-hmm. Jake, what is the one game that caught your eye first?
Yeah, the first thing that popped to me, and this was because of price, Red Sox and Guardians. And this is, was a pick 'em this morning. The Red Sox, shockingly, have taken a little bit of money. So this makes what I want to bet even more good, even nicer in my eyes, is that the Guardians are dogs. And the Guardians currently have the best record in baseball, the best run differential in baseball. Have we learned nothing with this Red Sox team? We've been talking about it all year long, even though it's only been about a month. But I don't care that Tanner Houck is on the mound. I don't care that he's been pitching really well. Have we learned nothing? This Red Sox bullpen cannot be trusted. And now the lineup's falling apart too. Tristan Cassis, our guy, goes on the IL. He's going to be there probably forever with this rib injury. Light those futures tickets on fire. Trevor Story's already out of the lineup. Rafi Devers is banged up. He might not play today, but even if he does, he's got a bulky knee, bulky shoulder. He's dealing with like three different things. And the Guardians are dogs. Like, I just don't understand here. I don't get what this line is. Maybe I'm the idiot. Maybe I'm missing something, but I love the Guardians on the money line today. That was my first bet that I placed today.
No, there's something to that, Jake. And that is why I do have two bets in this Red Sox game that I will get to in our best bets. But none of them are on the actual game itself. They are both props because, like you said, the bullpen cannot be trusted and you just never know what's going to happen with the lineup. But I do have two bets in that game on some guys you can trust a little bit more. So we'll get to that in best bets. But the game that caught my eye first is Dodgers Nationals. Now it is Dodgers are favored here, -210, Nationals +170, totals at 10. It is James Paxton against Patrick Corbin. And I have a home run prop in this game and it is on Miguel Rojas to hit a home run. This is +875 at BetMGM is where I got this. He does have two home runs so far this season, but it is Tuesday. His last one was 20 days ago. He is so due. So I think this is a great spot for him to hit another one because against Patrick Corbin, he is batting .410 with 16 hits, including 11 singles, two doubles, and three home runs. So I like him to hit another one here. Very, very due. And then Mookie Betts over 1.5 total bases. I wouldn't rule out also taking him to hit a home run, but I'm sticking with total bases here. He has done this in two of his last five games. He had two total bases against the Mets 2 games ago, then 7 5 games ago. So it's not like he's doing this every game, but against Patrick Corbin, he's batting .500, 7 hits. He's got 3 singles, 3 doubles, and a home run. So I like him to go over on total bases there. So that was the first one that caught my eye, and it is now time, as it always is. It's just a fluid to step into the bettor's box. Everybody step into the bettor's box. We want to hear from you. We want your favorite plays. We want your questions. We want your comments. We want what you think of the show, what you think of us, what you think of our bets, what you think of the games that we picked today, how we did on our bets yesterday. Feel free to roast us about that or congratulate us when we do well. Come in and just say hi. You all out there, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. You are all the engine of this show. So please send us your comments, questions, thoughts, bets in the chat on YouTube or Twitch or comment on Twitter, social media, wherever you find us on any platform where you find us, please, because we want to hear from you. It is time now to touch them all. We're going to go through some injury news and lineup updates. So Heston Kerstad was recalled from AAA by the Orioles. He is batting .349, .431 OBP, 1.175 OPS with 10 home runs, 30 RBI, 25 runs with the Norfolk Tide this season. He is +4,000 to win AL Rookie of the Year. Jake, would you take a flyer out on this?
This is definitely something that I'm interested in. I know we're big on Jackson Holliday and waiting for that price to get, you know, even farther. It obviously came down when he was called up. He has not hit very well. It's getting into that 7-to-8-to-1 range, but Kerstad is somebody that I have liked for a long time. I liked him last year. I thought he should have played more. Was once the number two overall pick by the Orioles a couple of years ago out of Arkansas. All this dude does is hit. All he does is just rake from college through every year of the minors. And this is what you're seeing, the difference in college guys that are drafted and high school guys. Jackson Holliday never went to college. He never got those reps against college levels. He just went straight to Major League Baseball, or I guess minor league baseball. Heston Kerstad came out of Arkansas. The SEC is an absolute powerhouse, as you see in college baseball. Guys always are coming out of there at the top level. And Kerstad crushed at Arkansas. He has crushed every level of the minors. I don't anticipate him having the same struggles that Jackson Holliday did and is having. I think that Kerstad should hit the ground running. Also, when you're betting guys in rookie of the year markets, I like guys like this who have the college experience. Kerstad was also up last year for a little bit with the Orioles. He's seen major league pitching already, had a fair bit of success. Didn't start the year in the majors, obviously, this year as he's getting called up right now. So he's somebody I have an eye on. Colton Cowser is the favorite right now for AL Rookie of the Year. I get it. He's absolutely raked. There's some numbers there that I think seem to indicate that Cowser maybe can't keep this up. His strikeout rates and his whiff rates are insane. Like, he strikes out a ton. He whiffs a ton. He struggles a little bit against lefties. I think that as time goes on, pitchers are going to learn how to expose Colton Cowser. I don't have those same fears with Heston Kerstad. So he is somebody at 40-1 that I am definitely going to be watching. I'm not going to bet it yet, but sometime this week I might jump in. I'm looking for a buy point with Heston Kerstad for sure, because I think the AL favorite right now, Colton Cowser, is definitely vulnerable.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if Jackson Holliday does not start to heat up. You never know. I mean, we're still waiting, so who knows? So that's an option as well. If you look at those odds, then Albert Suarez is the first pitcher now with an outing of five or more innings and no runs in each of the first two starts after not appearing in Major League Baseball for five or more years. The Orioles also took over first place in the AL East, but they are still plus 180 to win the division. The Yankees are plus 105. I'm still on the Orioles, Jake. I'm still on the Orioles to win the division plus 180.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great story, Albert Suarez. I mean, this is like the second, third time we're seeing these random pitchers come in and have awesome success out of nowhere. Yeah. But it's always the Orioles. It was always the Orioles for the AL East. It always will be. Now they're taking over first place. They might just take this and not look back now, too. Mm-hmm. They have Grayson Rodriguez going tonight against the Angels. The Yankees have Stroman going against Paul Blackburn with the A's, my Oakland A's, that I think they could lose that game too. That's a tease for later in Best Bets. But yeah, it was always the Orioles. Come on.
Yeah, and we also have another addition to the paternity list. Manny Machado was placed on the paternity list yesterday afternoon. This will be his first child, so he will become an actual Padre, Jake, am I right? Once his child is born, right?
But tomato. That was terrible.
I know, it was terrible. So we're moving on. Before the show, Matt and I were talking about this. We're trying to map it out. All-star break babies. Bryce, that were possibly conceived during the All-Star break, July, perhaps, because Bryce Harper also on the paternity list. So I'm like, what's going on here? Could be, possibly.
Well, you know what's also funny about that with the, when you bring up Bryce Harper? Have you seen the graphic where Manny Machado and Bryce Harper have essentially had the same career? And this is just another notch in that. Games played, home runs, RBIs, batting average, they are equal down the board, and now they're on the paternity list together. It's insane. Like, they've essentially had the same career. It's nuts.
That's really spooky. And now they're both on the paternity list at the same time. So yeah, that's actually something I am now not going to, I'm going to not be able to unsee. Now when they both return, and whatever they do, I'm going to keep an eye out for what they're both doing and how they mirror each other. That's crazy. Wow, I never knew that. Also, Rays reliever Pete Fairbanks is headed to the IL with a nerve-related issue retroactive to April 19th. He has an ERA of 9 and a 2.29 whip. So add someone else to the IL list when it comes to pitchers here, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of saw this coming. Fairbanks has struggled a lot. He had that press conference a couple days ago where he said he just generally sucks and he doesn't know how to fix it. So maybe this is just a stint to get right and fix whatever nerve issue he's having, and then he comes back. I mean, he's been great for years, so I have faith that the Rays will be able to turn this around with him.
Yeah, he has not. It's, what is it? Not a specific type of suck. It was just all around suck.
General suckitude.
Yeah, I just put that on a t-shirt because it really is words to live by. And also, the Yankees have now been shut out four or four over four times in the first 23 games for the first time since 1984. So, I mean, you kind of just love to see it in a way.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's such a shame. The White Sox are also 31st out of 30 teams with only five RBI in two out scoring position situations. This is because they are tied for 31st among players with two outs and runners in scoring position. Jake, anything you'd like to add?
We all know how I feel about the White Sox. They're permabanned. Yeah. This is just another example of why.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're on the list right there. And then we have an update. We have an update on the situation that has taken over my brain.
Oh, goody.
And the world by storm. Hunter Wendelstadt spoke on the Boone ejection. He said Aaron Boone is the manager of the Yankees and is responsible for everything that happens in that dugout. I've thought on that. I don't want to eject a ball player. We need to keep them in the game. That's what the fans pay to see. Aaron Boone runs the Yankees. He got ejected. So just edit to this, Hunter Wendelstadt. I don't believe that fan was in the dugout. Don't believe so. This is a very long way of saying I messed up. Just say I messed up. That's all you have to say. But no, as you said yesterday, egos of umpires, they're never going to say that. They're never going to say that. Mm-hmm. Who knows who does? What if you did pay to go to the game to see Aaron Boone? What if you did?
Then we have to have a talk.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. Hunter Wendelstadt doesn't know that. Doesn't know that someone's like, oh, I'm going to go see the Yankees because Aaron Boone is managing. Ejected the manager for no reason. He knows he messed up and he has to use like big words and people's titles. He's the manager of the Yankees. He doesn't run the Yankees, first of all. And he's the manager.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't run the Yankees. So I don't know if he's like declaring what fans pay to see. I don't think that's very fair. He messed up. That's all I have to say. I messed up.
Yeah, right. Just say you were wrong. It's all simple as that.
But we're never going to hear that. I don't think we've ever heard that from a person. We're going to. We have some Bettors Box comments. Some people have stepped up to the Bettors Box, like Brody Jackson on Twitch. Ramon Laureano, under 0.5 hits. Laureano has come out extremely slow to start 2024, and he gets a rough matchup today against Tanner Houck. Very true. Houck relies mainly on his filthy slider and as well as his sinker. 95% of his pitches to right-handed batters this season have been one of those two. I agree. Brody Jackson, what do you think, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, this makes sense. Ramon Laureano has been washed for years. He only hangs on in the league because of his defense, because it's still above average, and a team like the Guardians would find that valuable, and they would use a roster spot on a defense-only guy. I like this play. Houck has been very good. Laureano's washed. I see no issues with this.
I like it very much. And then Reed Phillips Rad on Twitch asks, how about Tanner Houck under 4.5 strikeouts? So funny you mentioned it, Reed Phillips Rad, just a tease or reveal really of one of my best bets. I'm going over on Tanner Houck strikeouts. And that is just because he's done it twice already and once against the Guardians. So I think he will do it. He had 9 against them. He also had 7 in another start. So I'm taking him to go over 4.5 here. Jake, would you go over or under?
I think if I had to, I would lean over. I know the Guardians don't strike out a lot as a team because they are swinging a lot, obviously, as they have the best run differential in baseball. And the Red Sox are probably going to push Houck pretty far into this game because, again, the bullpen's pretty bad. So I think just from a volume standpoint, the over is a play that I would like more. But I see the path for the under and that you're playing the best offense in baseball against a team that doesn't strike out a lot. I see how you got there.
Yeah, they don't strike out very much except against Tanner Houck. So I like him over today. Now it is time for the piece de resistance of the day, Jake. It is Dinger Dues Day. It is Dinger Dues Day. It is Tuesday, meaning it is Dues Day. It is time to submit what is due. So we will go around the league and take a chance on some players that are absolutely bound to get their bat paths back on track. See how I said that perfectly. Wow, I didn't think I would. Gleyber Torres is one of them. He has 0 home runs and 83 at-bats. He had 28 in each of the past 2 years. He is plus 625 to hit a home run today. Then Julio Rodriguez, he has not hit a home run in 87 at-bats. He had 32 last year, 28 the year before that. He's plus 375 to hit home run today. Then Chaz McCormick, 0 home runs in 61 at-bats. He had 22 last season, plus 475 to hit a home run today. Jose Abreu, 0 home runs in 59 at-bats, plus 425 to hit a home run today. surprising one. Nick Castellanos, no home runs this season. So much has gone on and no home runs from him. 83 at bats. He hit 29 last year, plus 350 to hit a home run today. Then Byron Buxton, 0-69 at bats, plus 400 to hit a home run today. Jake, of any of these players, which one pays their dues today?
Yeah, I like two of these guys from this list, and I will have three Tuesday bets today. But I like two guys from this list. First, I like Chaz McCormick a lot today. He's hit 313 over his last week of games, about five games. It seems like he's starting to hit a little bit better. Goes against Jordan Wicks of the Cubs, who gives up a lot of hard contact. So I like McCormick today. The best price out there, I think, was better than 5-1. And then I also like Byron Buxton. Has not hit a home run since July of last year, a span of 277 days, which is crazy. Now, some of that was injury. He didn't play all of August or September last year, but I'm still going to get these hashtag takes off. That was terrible. I hate that I did that. Anyway, I like Buxton a lot. He goes against Eric Fetty, who's given up five home runs and four starts this year. And it's a fade of the White Sox, an adjacent fade of the White Sox because they play the Twins today. So I like Buxton. I like McCormick. And I like a secret third one that I will give out in best bets.
Vertical tees. They are. Yeah, that is very much fade adjacent. Of any of these guys, Byron Buxton, though, I have taken him to hit a home run, I think, multiple times this year. Of course, none of them hit, but there are reasonable spots and have been for him to hit a home run, and he just won't do it. So he
rested yesterday, so he's fresh.
Yes, yes. So I really think that he is a good one for today. One that I would target on this list, Julio Rodriguez. He, as I said, no home runs in 87 at-bats. He had 32 last year, 28 the year before. This is nuts. This is crazy. This has to end tonight. He has hit a home run against Dane Dunning before. He has done this before. He can do it again. And he had three total hits against him, including that home run. And Dane Dunning has allowed at least one home run in each of his starts this season. So I think it's reasonable to think that J-Rod can hit a home run tonight and just finally end this. But these guys, looking at the number of at-bats, they're so due. So hopefully at least one of them, maybe two or three or all of them, can hit a home run tonight and just end this. It would be perfect on a Tuesday. This is Bet Slips and Bat Flips, presented by BetMGM on BetQL. I am Lucy Burge. He is Jake Hassan. Send us your questions, comments, bets, thoughts, anything that's on your mind on twitch.tv/BetQL and on YouTube at Odyssey Sports. Jump in the betters box and get in on this. It is time now for the warning tracker. We are going to go through and highlight some pitchers across the league that have been on fire and maybe one that really has not been on fire. So we start with Jared Jones in five starts. He's 2-2, 29 innings pitched, 2.79 ERA, 39 strikeouts, four walks, and an 83 whip. His 98 swings and misses are the most by a pitcher in his first five career starts in the pitch tracking era. Prior record was Tanaka with 84. Also the most for first six starts, and he hasn't even gotten his sixth start yet. He's plus 450 to win NL Rookie of the Year, plus 5,000 to win NL Cy Young. Then Imanaga through four starts, he's 3-0, 21 innings pitched, 84 ERA, 0.84, 29 strikeouts, two walks. He has a WAR of 0.9. He is plus 2,000 to win NL Cy Young, plus 550 for NL Rookie of the Year. Clark Schmidt also in four starts. He has 20 innings pitched, 3.15 ERA, WAR of 0.3. Fernando Cruz for the Reds in nine appearances this season, nine innings pitched, 2 ERA, 18 strikeouts. His splitter is one of the best in baseball. And then not so hot, Jake. Your guy, Blake Snell, in three starts. He's 0-3, 11.2 innings pitched. His ERA, 11.57, 12 strikeouts. It gets worse. Giants have outscored 34-6 in Snell starts this season. He is free falling in his NL Cy Young odds to plus 5,000. Nick Lodolo as well, highlighted after his first start when he was plus 10,000 to win NL Cy Young, plus 5,000 to win NL Cy Young. Any of these catch your eye, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious one is the two rookies, Jared Jones and Shota Imanaga. Obviously, again, I'm going to keep banging the table. Pitchers don't win the Rookie of the Year award. They just don't rack up the WAR. You know what? Great, Jared Jones is at one. I would never bet a Pirate, especially for this award, because we've already seen the Pirates do some weird stuff where last week he had a start Five innings, 59 pitches, was dominating. The Pirates said, nope, gonna sit you down. And they let him cook yesterday. That was awesome. And that slider that sent Bryce Terang to the Shadow Realm was insane. But I just don't trust that the Pirates are gonna let him have a full workload that would anticipate or would suggest he's gonna win the award. So I love him. I love him long term, but not for an award. Shota Imanaga. Awesome. Awesome start. 0.9 war. That's great. You're tied with your teammate, Michael Bush, who's playing every day. You are 0.2 ahead of Jackson Merrill, who I really like for NL Cy Young. So, yeah, it's great stories, but just for Rookie of the Year purposes, probably still not going to win. Clark Schmidt's another one who I don't think this is going to keep up. He gives up way too much hard contact, way too many fly balls, way too homer prone. I think he's going to come back to earth. I'm going to be trying to fade him in his next couple starts.
Yeah, I agree. And the Blake Snell nosedive continues, which is really kind of spectacular to see. My goodness. Goodness gracious. Maybe he'll make the list. Then we are going to move on and do 7-minute stretch. We'll do a couple games here and look at some games that are happening tonight going around the league. We're going to start with Phillies and Reds. This is Christopher Sanchez versus Andrew Abbott. Do you have any bets in this game, Jake?
Yeah, I will be on Christopher Sanchez and alt over 6.5 Ks for him. He had 10 in his last start, had 8 in his first start of the year against these Reds. I'm going to be watching this, though, because Andrew Abbott's FIP is vastly different from his ERA. I think there might be some regression here in this start today.
Very nice. Orioles, Angels. Orioles minus 160, Angels plus 135, totals at 8.5. Grayson Rodriguez versus Griffin Canning. I have a home run prop in this game. Gunnar Henderson to hit a home run, plus 250 at BetMGM. He has 6 home runs this season with 3 in his last 7 games, and he is batting .667 against Griffin Canning starting for the Angels here with 4 hits, including 2 singles and a home run. And Canning allowed 5 home runs over his 4 outings this year. So I think this is a great spot for Gunnar Henderson. Jake, do you have anything in this game?
Yeah, I will be on Grayson Rodriguez to record a win at plus money. He has 3 wins in 4 starts already this year against a bad Angels team. And let's keep padding that Cy Young case. Let's go.
Yes, and then final one we will go through. A's and Yankees. A's plus 180, Yankees minus 225. Total is at 8. Paul Blackburn against Marcus Stroman. Jake, anything in this game?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it rolling. I'm going to go with the A's on the money line. I think this is mispriced. Paul Blackburn, a 1.08 ERA, which is obviously not sustainable, but his FIP is 2.7, so still pitching really, really well. Stroman, on the other hand, a 2.4 ERA and a FIP of 4. I just don't like the spot. I like the A's, especially at price, which I've said before, and that's never gone wrong, right?
Yeah, the A's are hot right now. They are, not quite the White Sox. So I think maybe there's a chance there. It is time now for the walk-off. We will wrap up our plays, any stayaways, and any final parting words. Jake, what are your plays for today?
Yeah, Guardians on the money line. I'm fading the Red Sox bullpen, and that lineup is falling apart. Christopher Sanchez over 6.5 Ks against the Reds. CJ Abrams over 1.5 total bases. I don't think that James Paxton has really got it, and Abrams has been awesome. A's on the money line, just talked about that. Vinny Pascatino over 1.5 total bases at plus 130. Think that's insane in the spot against Gausman, who is hurt for sure. Rodriguez to record a win, said that one already. And then my Tuesday plays for home run plays of the day. Byron Buxton talked about that, had a rest day yesterday, super due since July. I also like Chaz McCormick, talked a little bit about that. Rewind the podcast if you missed it. And the other one, the secret third one, Gabby Moreno, 10-1 for a home run today. Has none this year. His last home run, October 28th. Really, really like the spot today for him against a lefty, against Steven Matz, who had the wheels come off a little bit in his last start. Love it. Moreno in his career smokes lefty pitching. Really like that at a big price.
Love that. I am going with Mookie Betts over 1.5 total bases. Miguel Rojas to hit a home run. Tanner Houck over 4.5 strikeouts. Looking forward to that. And then Jaron Duran over 1.5 total bases. A guy who is a solid rock in this lineup that is, as you said, kind of falling apart right now. And then Gunnar Henderson to hit a home run. The hits keep coming, and hopefully Devers' knee situation doesn't pop back up again. So hopefully everyone can stay healthy going forward, and that goes for every team throughout the league. Thank you all so much for watching today. Be sure to subscribe to Bet Slips and Bat Flips Slips wherever you get your podcasts, and watch us tomorrow at 2 right here, same time, same place. And of course, don't forget to bet smarter and beat the books with both BetMGM and the BetQL apps. And if you don't have BetMGM, sign up with my code Lucy and get a special offer and bet with us there. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sean. We will see you all right here tomorrow on Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
Michael Bourne.